Hello, Metro Augusta.
Hello, Georgia, and hello wherever you are. This is Janice Allen Jackson welcoming you to the March 27th edition of Local Matters, a show designed to make you a more confident voter and a more engaged citizen. As always, today's show is brought to you as a service of my consulting firm, and that is Janice Allen Jackson and Associates, where we provide services to local government and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about me and the firm by going to my website. That is janiceallenjackson.weebly.com, or you can just Google Janice Allen Jackson and Associates and the website will come up. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow the Local Matters Podcast of Georgia on Facebook. We are there. We post all of our episodes there, and we also post other news and information that may be of interest to you. Also, we certainly invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It is also called the Local Matters Podcast of Georgia, and we don't post every single episode on the YouTube channel, only those that we believe are of statewide and national interest. But I'm sure there's something there that will not only interest you, but edify you so that you are more prepared to be indeed a confident voter. In today's episode, we are going to feature candidates for Augusta Commission District 3. As you may know, last week we had four of the five candidates for Augusta Commission District 1. So if you missed that episode, you can go to our Facebook page, as I referenced earlier, or SoundCloud, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, if you're familiar with those platforms. Also, all episodes are posted on the website of my firm. So there's a Local Matters tab there. You can go click on it and listen to those episodes. As I said, that episode, of course, we had an election prep episode as well before that. So you may want to listen to both if you missed those. As I said, today we have candidates for District 3. There are three people running. Two of those responded to our invitation, and we have them both here today. Because there were only two who responded, I allowed them to talk really for as long as they wanted to. You'll notice as you get into this, one candidate chose to talk a little longer while the other one did not. But that, again, was entirely up to them. And I just want you to know that that was how that transpired in the way that it did. I also want to, of course, let you know of some things that have taken place in the community. I think a couple of weeks ago, I let you know that I had a couple of speaking engagements coming up. One of those was with the League of Women Voters on March 18th. If you are on the Facebook platform, that entire presentation is there up on their Facebook page. There's a little background noise, but I think you'll be able to make out what I was conveying to them. We had a really interesting talk about my journey as a woman in a leadership role. And I also responded to some questions about local government and Augusta in particular. So if you have the time, that's a good way to spend about 40 minutes just sort of listening to that. And I think it'll be very informative for you to do that. Also on this past Saturday, March 23rd, I mentioned that the Augusta Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, along with the Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda, put together a voter education event over at Williams Memorial CME Church. The entirety of that program is on the YouTube channel of Williams Memorial. So if you missed that, please go to their channel to pick that up. I think you could also pick it up actually on my channel as well. We can set up a playlist if you've never done that before. It's real easy to put different YouTube videos on playlists. So it is on the civic engagement playlist on my YouTube channel, again, Local Matters Podcast of Georgia. So we had a great talk. Helen Butler of the Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda was there along with yours truly. The event was moderated by Keith Brown, who's a former commissioner, and we gave him an opportunity to also chime in with his perspective as a former elected official. We covered a lot of topics, how you decide who you're going to vote for. We talked some about what it is to be an elected official, and Keith to share that, because there are a lot of inside things that we probably would not be aware of unless we're really close to the situation. So he talked about that and just the overall commitment for people who have decided to put themselves out there to serve. We had a really good conversation about that. Some of the changes that have happened in the legislature, how it is that we get people energized and interested in voting, what it takes to do that. So we had a really thought-provoking discussion, and we invite you to go on over to YouTube and listen to that as well. I've got a link to that on the Local Matters Facebook page. So there are a number of ways that you can get to it. And we again invite you to listen to that discussion. Also, I think it's set up so that you can make comments there. So we would love to see your comments, questions, and things like that, because that always gives us some ideas and thoughts about what we need to feature in an upcoming episode, so we know what's happening. We know what's on your mind, and we can help inform you of that. I also mentioned about candidate forums, April 20th and 27th. The dates have been confirmed. They will be at A.R. Johnson Junior High School as well. Or excuse me, what used to be A.R. Johnson Junior High School. That's what we called it when I went there. A.R. Johnson Health Professions and Engineering Magnet. We'll get flyers out and I'll give you the details. We're still working on the times and so forth, but those in particular are the two dates. We wanted to make sure we did those before the early voting period begins. Also, you may know if you're a political watcher, various candidates have started having fundraisers. They are getting the word out, but of course, they got to get some money to get the word out. You'll see candidate t-shirts. You'll begin to see them canvassing in neighborhoods. I haven't had anybody come by mine, but I'm sure that's coming very soon. Folks out. So when those folk do that, I know sometimes we want to treat them like they're Jehovah's Witnesses and not speak to them, but I think that really is one of the best opportunities you have to find out more about the people who are aspiring for office and who want your vote. So I want to encourage you to make them earn your vote by asking them questions if there are particular issues related to your district or even the city in general that you want them to be aware of that are on your mind. Tell them about that. Ask them questions about their perspective. Ask them what their vision is so that you can determine if their vision is something that would be consistent with yours, and whether indeed you believe that their priorities are in the right place. We actually ask that of the candidates who come on Local Matters, and I invite you to do the same when you have your opportunity to speak with them. Finally, just want to let you know for next week, we're marching on through the districts. So next week it will be candidates from District 5 who will be on on Local Matters. So we invite you to stay with us for this whole process. Even if you don't live in one of these districts, you still would be well served to know who it is that is seeking to get your vote, because at the end of the day, everybody who is on the commission serves all of us because they cast votes that affect every one of us. Thank you again so much for being a part of our Local Matters family. Local Matters family, today we are joined by Carol Jones Yancey. She is a candidate for Augusta Richmond County Commission District 3. How are you doing today, Carol?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you, Janice?
I am tired, but hanging in here. I bet you are too from all that campaigning.
Yes, and a little bit of that pollen has
Yes,
gotten me down a little bit too.
that pollen is worse than it seems like it's ever been. I mean, I could literally see it blowing off of cars and off the road and stuff a couple of days ago. And I'm like, what in the world?
Yes, and I think it came earlier this year.
It seems like it did. So, yeah, I've been sneezing my share. So, First off, we want to find out from you why it is that you decided to run for Augusta Commission. Please let us know.
Well, I decided to run for a commission of District 3 to render myself as a public servant to the Augusta community. In doing so, I would like to team up with my colleagues and constituents on carrying out policies and laws that impact our community presently and in the future, and also to ensure that change is embraced and opportunities are executed for all.
Awesome. And is this something you've been thinking about doing for a while?
It has been, and it's been a while. And when I retired, I said, well, now's my time. So the opportunity presented itself to me, so I decided to go ahead and do it. But it's something that I've always wanted to do.
All right, excellent. Now, tell me, as you think about your life and career, please let me know from a public standpoint, what do you think have been your greatest accomplishments?
I think one of my greatest accomplishments is having a successful career of an educator of over 30 plus years. This has afforded me the opportunity to positively impact the lives of youth and their families in our community.
Okay. And if you are elected, please let me know what your first priority would be on the commission.
If elected, on May 21st, 2024, my first priority would be to study Augusta's current charter and to learn my role as a commissioner. And when I'm afforded the time and opportunity, I would take the appropriate classes to learn how I can help govern this great city of Augusta.
All right. And if our registered voters in District 3 would like to learn more about you and who you are, where can they go to do that?
They can go to my campaign page, which is Elect Carol J. Yancey for District 3 Commissioner on Facebook.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a few minutes left. Is there anything else you want to share with the registered voters of District 3?
First, I would like to thank you for having me on your show today, and I would ask the voters to please consider voting. Just vote for me because I'm a lifelong resident of Augusta, born, raised, and educated here in the Augusta community, and has always been a public servant, especially to the needy and senior citizens and children.
Okay. And one other thing is, since we got the time, I will point out to folks who don't know, she graduated from a certain high school that I might have attended as well.
Yes, the Academy of Richmond County. And right now, I also serve as the vice chair of the Augusta Richmond County Housing Authority.
Okay, that's right. You have been, how long have you been serving on the Housing Authority?
I think now it's like this is like my fourth year, third or fourth year.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, if there's anything else you want to share, well, tell us about your family. I know that's what I want people to get out there. When I said that she attended a certain high school, that means that I attended high school with her and several of her siblings. How many siblings do you have?
My parents had 12 children, 10 girls and 2 boys, and I have a twin sister, which I am number 11 and she's number 12, and there's another set of twins as well. So I think we probably had someone in school with everyone who was born from 1950 to 1965.
All right. All right. Unless you have anything else to share, we'll close out this interview.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Local Matters family, we are joined today by Catherine Smith McKnight. She is the current commissioner for District 3 in Augusta. How are you doing today, Catherine?
I'm doing great. I hope you are doing as well as I am. I've enjoyed this day.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I haven't had a chance to get out much because I've been busy today, but glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, supposed to rain tomorrow, so
Yeah.
yeah. But anyway, no, I'm looking forward to doing this. I'm glad you called me and reached out to me.
Excellent. I always want to make sure that I get as many of our candidates on as possible. So you are running for re-election. Seems like this is the quickest 3.5 years ever.
Absolutely. I was just thinking about it. It sounded like it feels like yesterday when I, was sworn in. So.
Exactly. So, but it is time to run for re-election, and you have chosen to do that. So please tell me why it is that you chose to run for re-election.
Well, first off, Janice, if you don't mind me calling you
Oh, no
Janice,
problem at all.
but anyway, first off, I want to say it's been an honor to have served and to continue to serve District 3, in the commission seat of serving District 3 and serving the citizens throughout Augusta Richmond County as well. I will say I decided to run. That was a no-brainer. I knew that I wanted to run and have hopefully 8 years in public office in Augusta Richmond County. And I'll say that it's been a rewarding first 3 years. And I know that if I continue and am reelected again, it will be even more rewarding to serve. I can tell you that at night, people have said in the past that they've lost sleep over certain issues at hand, but I haven't. I've got really good constituents and even citizens that are not in District 3 who call me and reach out. And I'll say this, I tried to make a promise my first go around that I would always be able to answer calls 24/7, but truthfully, you might miss emails or phone calls at times, but do get back to people through text, email, phone call. It might not be that day, it might not be the next day, but take them in the order that they come in and try to respond. And that's what I've done to the best of my ability. And I want to say this, that I have been dubbed as a some have said that I'm a constituents commissioner, meaning that I feel like I'm more hands-on. I enjoy people. I always have. I feel like I've got that from my father, who also loved people and loved working with Augusta Richmond County back in his day, in his time. I will say that, I don't play politics. I don't feel like I play politics, and I don't do backroom deals. I've learned a lot, but there's a lot more to learn in this seat. And I feel that 3 years, or they say four, but you and I both know that by the time you get in office and you got to run again, you're really looking at serving 3 years, 3.5 years, because you do have that gap where you have to sit and wait to be sworn in. But what I do want to say is that no, I don't do backroom deals. I work to the best of my ability with my constituents. I enjoy my constituents. I mean, my colleagues, excuse me. I'll do the best that I can to work with them. We might not always agree, but when we leave that dais, I want to know that when we leave, that we leave business there. And we are able to get along and pick up the phone and call one another and work together. That's how it works, is that if you can work with your colleagues, you might not always agree, but at least working with them and knowing that you've been truthful and you're shooting straight with them, that to me is a real good feeling. It's a rewarding feeling. Knowing that you did what you could, or you've worked through issues together and trying to solve problems. Moving forward, I will say that I enjoy serving the people by going out on foot and looking at issues, potholes, retention ponds, drainage issues, trees that need attending to. I attend neighborhood meetings when invited. There have been a few that, the dates might have not have worked out, but then the next one, I want to make sure that if I can be there, I want to be there. So that is what, to me, a commissioner's job is that we work for the citizens. They don't work for us, we work for them. We are to be attentive to the needs, and we might not meet all their needs, but the grandest thing about it is when you do talk to your constituents, you might not be able to do what they want done, but at least you've reached out to them, you've acknowledged them, and what they say and what they their concerns are, you are listening, and you do what you can. You might not get it done, but most of the time I will have constituents say, "Thank you for calling me back. Thank you for looking into this. Even though it didn't get solved, you at least, addressed it and did what you could." That is what, to me, a commissioner's job is. And yes, I've enjoyed it thus far, and I want to continue to work with all of Augusta Richmond County. So,
Okay. And as
yes,
you think
ma'am.
about some of the things that you've gotten done since you've been there, what do you think are your biggest accomplishments?
Well, my biggest accomplishments, I'll say, well, I'm working like right now with the Appleby Library. It's in District 3. I work with all libraries. I love libraries, and I was fortunate enough to serve on the library board for 2 years, the first 2 years. But just got word that we got a $900,000 grant, state grant, to put towards renovations at the Appleby Library. I'm thrilled about that, and I'm thrilled that our director, Mr. Mitchell, has been very responsive and he's been advocating to see that all the libraries at some point get their needs met. And so it just so happened that Appleby's in line now. We've had other libraries that have been renovated and look great. That's something I'm excited about. Another thing is Jimmy Dias Parkway. That is the fastest growing area, as you probably know, of in District 3 in Augusta Richmond County, to be exact. The lights, I pushed for lights, and I've worked with my colleague who is now part of what used to be District 3. Bobby Commissioner Williams, has now some neighborhoods out there as well off Jimmy Dice. So a couple of years ago, I worked on wanting to see that we get some lights done. That's a state highway. We know that we have to work with our state legislators to get this done. So working with the state, and I've talked to a few of them, the ones that will help oversee this get done, we've got to have the funding. So that's something that I want to continue to see get done when reelected. Hopefully, I will be reelected. Other things, Sue Reynolds, I do know that people want a community center. Sue Reynolds, we're not saying that it's not going to happen, but the funding, we've got to have the funding for it. I'm not giving up on that. I also know that there's the Kroger that we're getting ready to, well, we've already had, ribbon cutting, but want to see nice restaurants and banks out there to accommodate the growth. That's the main artery, I'll say, from Columbia County to Richmond County. That road is traveled by many, many, many a day. Gordon Highway, for example, too. The neighborhoods out along Gordon Highway, that District 3, great, great residents in those neighborhoods, and they're very nice neighborhoods. Want to continue to see that they are maintained, and that the residents are pleased or get to see what's done, whether the speed humps. I always make sure that we have the directors. I get in touch with the directors in traffic and engineering, Director John Ushery, to ask questions about when certain projects can be done. So my accomplishments beyond the commission is that I serve on the Carl Vinson Institute of Government, which is a 15 board member throughout the state. I'm getting ready to be elected as the chairman of Carl Vinson Institute of Government is the training board. We put the classes together through GMA, where when local elected officials go and take classes, we put those classes together, and we meet 4 times a year. And so I'm looking forward to that. I've put 126 hours so far of gotten class credits since I've been on the commission, which is to me has been the best learning tool. If anybody is elected to this office, to being a commissioner, make sure you get those classes in because you learn so much from them. And it's rewarding. You receive your certificates once you've reached certain hours. So yeah, I'm very much involved with that, and I have to say that the commission, that the my constituents, I'm there because they've put me there. They've elected me, and I'm learning through these classes and bringing back what I've learned to use to my advantage to help throughout Augusta-Richmond County. I also want to say that GMA, Georgia Municipal Association, has districts throughout the state. And so my colleague, Jordan Johnson, and I both serve on the District 7 Georgia Municipal Association. He's the president this year, and I'm second vice president. So we worked with that. And these are great, to me, accomplishments that I'm proud of. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my constituents. So I do want to say thank you to all of them.
All right. And as we get ready to wrap up, if you could tell us where we can go to learn more about you. Do you have a social media page or a website or anything like that set up?
You know, I'm working on that. I do. Best thing to do is I will have something up. I did last time. You can go to District 7 Commissioner on Facebook. I mean, District 3, excuse me, District 3 Commissioner on Facebook, and send a little message, or even reach out to me. I'm Catherine, well, C McKnight, CMCKNIGHT at AugustaGA.gov. And people are welcome to call me at 706-834-1082.
All right. Thank you so much, Catherine,
Thank
for
you.
joining us.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
sure your constituents will enjoy learning more about you.
Okay, well, they are welcome to call anytime. And if I can't get to them, I'll try to email. But yeah, we've got a busy, what, month and a half or less than 2 months left. So thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Please join Local Matters next week when we'll have candidates for Augusta Richmond County District 5. I close with my favorite Bible verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This show is designed to contribute to each of those, giving you the power that comes with knowledge, demonstrating love for your local community, and offering you wisdom for decision making so that you possess a sound mind when it comes to these topics. Please tune in next Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or Thursday at 7 p.m. here on 103.7 FM or 1600 AM. Or please go to SoundCloud, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts at any time because local matters.